The event started quietly atop the roof of 74 Franklin Street, the site of Buffalo Police headquarters since 1937. A U.S. flag was taken down, and officers made their way to the street. Led by a bagpipe and drum band, police officials marched along Franklin Street to Niagara Street and then into Niagara Square, where they joined Buffalo fire officials under a giant U.S. flag and then proceeded to their new home inside the former Dillon Federal Courthouse. Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo says his department and the police department will work better under one roof.
In the increasingly complex world of emergency services, interagency and interdepartmental cooperation, communication, and coordination are essential and consistent with the Buffalo Fire Department's core mission to ensure the highest level of quality fire, EMS, and specialized services in our community.
One of the speakers was not originally on the schedule, but officials found it appropriate to let Cantor Penny Myers of Temple Beth Zion offer a blessing and a few words just days after a mass shooting in a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Her focus was on the safety these officers will provide to the local congregation.
I can assure and feel comfortable and pastor to my congregants, letting them know and reassuring them that they are safe because of the men and women who serve in our forces in our community, and I'm truly grateful.
The city of Buffalo acquired the Dillon Courthouse from the federal government 2 years ago for just $1. The now former Buffalo Police headquarters will soon be put up for sale. Michael Marziak, WBFO News.